Well? I asked. They split up like they said they would. Don't ask me how he knew. He knew. Unless he was just faking it. I've seen him do that. Darling went east. Croker kept heading south. I'd play his game. How do you figure? She was with him. He rubbed his hip. She would be headed for the tower. Oh, yeah. Big deal. Which way are we headed? Whichever, we gotta rest soon. Yeah, soon, for the horses. Sure. I kept my face blank. Inside, I was wishing I had balls enough to yell at him that he didn't have to go on being the Iron Man for me. He didn't have to prove anything to me but that he could stop sucking wine by the gallon and could stop feeling sorry for himself. He wanted to show me how much guts he had. Let him show me he had the kind it took to go find his kids and make up with them. He didn't have to prove anything to that old man over there in the trees, did he? I wished he would go ahead and announce the decision I knew he was going to make. I was getting uncomfortable knowing I was being watched. Come on, which way? He responded by spurring his mount down the south road. What the hell was this? I even started to turn east before I realized what he'd done. I caught up. Why south? Kind of hitting it sideways, he told me. Croker was always an understanding kind of guy. And forgiving. The son of a bitch was crazy. Or maybe he'd suddenly gone sane and didn't need to whimper over darling anymore. Chapter 12. The three-legged beast carried the head to the heart of the great forest, to the altar at the center of a ring of standing stones that had been in place for several thousand years. It could barely squeeze through the picket of ancient oak surrounding that greatest of the holy places of the pitifully diminished forest savages. The monster deposited the head and hobbled back into the dappled woods. One by one, the beast hunted down the shamans of the woodland tribes and compelled them to go to the head. In their terror, those petty old witch doctors threw themselves upon their faces before it and worshipped it as a god. They swore oaths of fealty for fear of the jaws of the beast. Then they began tending to the head's needs. Not once, to any, did it occur to take advantage of its powerlessness to destroy it. The fear of it was impressed too deeply into their kind. They could not imagine resistance. And always, there was that slavering monster to overawe them. They went away from the holy place to collect willow withes, mystical herbs, rope grasses, leather both raw and tanned, blessed feathers, and stones known to possess magical properties. They gathered small animals appropriate for sacrifices, and even brought in a thief, who was to be killed anyway.